Minnesota Representative Gil Gutnick says he was lukewarm to the idea of a national sales tax when he first heard about it. Now he says he's a fanatic about it. Gutnick says a 23% sales tax would eliminate the need for the Internal Revenue Service. He says the rich would pay more for their expensive cars and those with moderate incomes less.
Yes, there is a certain amount of regressivity in a national sales tax, but I think there's less than most people would imagine. And frankly, when you factor in how much it costs Americans and companies and small businesses and farmers just to pay their taxes, you know, I think we can make the case that we can make the system more efficient and ultimately not have to charge as much in terms of taxes as we do today to collect the same amount of revenue.
Gutnick says people with low incomes and big families could get back most of what they pay from the government on a quarterly basis. But Western Wisconsin Representative Ron Kind says it's a bad idea that will hurt the middle class. He says once details are worked out, the tax will amount to 35% to 40%.
I don't think it's going to go very far, very fast, unless they want to start talking about exempting certain items from purchase, such as the basic necessities. But if they start doing that, you take a lot of items off the table, and that leaves the few items that will be taxed being taxed at 100% to 200% rate.
Kind says he favors a flat tax incrementally applied for fairness. Gutnick says the debate is beginning now. He says if it produces nothing more than a better tax system, it's worth it. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.